Blog Talk Radio. One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, man, don't tell bro. Only your business, let us hit this with the cointel. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. They just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Torture that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now.
To welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I am your host tonight, Sheikh Ali Mem Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're nearby the city of Washington, D.C., via Tennessee tonight. Oh, my. Virginia and Tennessee is some kind of place. And we have just another episode of Black Power Radio to pique your interest. We have a special guest tonight. We have an agenda. We want to talk a little bit about these heinous crimes and the heinous hate crimes that's practiced against we the people in no manner anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We find that we are the only people hated, and there's absolutely a practice, a pattern to the heinous hate crimes that's unmatched anywhere on planet Earth. So welcome you, and all of you, all of the smartphone people, of course, are on the first row tonight, as usual, but again on the second floor, and the second row, look out, we've got those dumb phone people are there. Follow Quick in the third row in the third floor. We have those Android folks. The people on Android phones are here tonight, along with those are the paranoid. And all the paranoid folks, we tell them to buckle your seatbelt and sit back and enjoy the ride tonight. We're again on an episode of Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, anywhere on Facebook, No Look, with No Crook. Oh, my, on Twitter, Glitter, Glamour, on LinkedIn, Linked Out. We out there at Instagram with No Hammer. We're rocking here on Black Power Radio tonight. And we're here, always on standby in Washington, a potentially fair city nearby Philadelphia, where our guest is coming in tonight to be live with you in studio. We have our brother and comrade, brother Talib Bay, is going to explain to you the facts of life as he knows them to be, as no other can explain these facts. And we're talking tonight, the subject is awakening the power of the woman and connecting it. Connecting to the moon and the planet Venus. And Venus, of course, the planet of love. So we want you to show love, and we know that the almighty divine power says the most precious gift that you could possibly give is a gift of love. And love, again, is the gift that keeps giving. And we give you that Black Panther love right here at Black Power Radio. And Black Panther love is, again, the greatest love of all. So we're right here at Washington, D.C. area, in that region, inviting you, and you to call us tonight at 515-605-9889. And we're right here again for all of you who are numerically pure at heart. Again, our telephone number tonight is 515-605-9889. And how and so ever, if you do get caught up and strung out, you can call us at 202 on the local line at 202-550-8521. Again, those in the local region, or if you have any trouble with our studio line, you can call 202-550-8521. And what has happened to Anthony Hill that's unique to anybody that's, I guess, been executed, or otherwise assassinated or killed by the opposition? Anthony Hill, the strange phenomenon that's in America and nowhere else, only in America. Anthony Hill, there were two Anthony Hills, both from South Carolina, both had a black congressman. Jesse James Clyburn is the same guy, some call him Wooden Tooth Jesse James Clyburn, had the votes, so-called black votes for Joe Biden, some call him Joe Biden. But nevertheless, he is your man. He is your Huckleberry. But Anthony Hill was an Iraqi war veteran, and he was shot in the back of the head. In fact, they blew a section of his head out, or blew a section of his head off, literally blew his head off, tied this man up, tied the man to the back of a redneck's pickup, and then dragged that man for 10-plus miles throughout the city of Newberry, South Carolina. Now, if you can match that, you can call us tonight at 515-605-9889. I don't see anything in the East, the Far East, the Middle East, and we're still trying to locate that Middle East. We're trying to locate that Middle West. But we say in the East, there has been no heinous crime to match the dragging of Anthony Hill. That's Anthony Hill 1. Anthony Hill 2 was trapped on Mountain, Georgia, Atlanta area, and he found himself naked and strung out high on some substance and butterball naked. They execute Anthony Hill too without any warning. Mental health patient, borderline perhaps, but nevertheless, they killed him unwarrantedly, and this is again a heinous hate crime against us called we the people right here at Black Power Radio. We give you more of what you listen to Radio 4. And again, our beloved brother Rashim Carter was tracked down, executed, and then decapitated. His head was cut from his body. His limbs and parts and organs found everywhere, scattered about the county. thereby Taylorsville, Mississippi, being one of the heinous crimes at this hour. And again, we have Lavelle Lane, who was executed in Spartanburg, where they have the BMW, not black man working, but the BMW car is made in Spartanburg, and they have record numbers of black body bags, or we the people have found ourselves again in the body bag. We faithfully and humbly submit to you, brother and sister, that you must put protection on your own vested interests, namely we the people. We must protect our lives, our goods, our persons, our property, our sports and entertainment community, our political community, our spiritual and religious community, our intellectual community produces 1 million plus graduates a year. So why are we putting protection on ourselves for our own vested interests and our own family value system? With that said, we are just happy to be here at Black Power Radio, again, giving you more of what you actually listen to Black Power Radio for. And we hope that you are buckled to your seatbelts, because we're going to bring to the airways our guest for this evening is lined up in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he is a Morris Science veteran. Our comrade, Brother Talib Bey, has been working on the issue of we the people for many, many years on both sides of the wall, making things happen in the streets and behind the wall. And he is a friend to man and a friend to us here at Black Power Radio. I want to welcome our friend to the airwaves tonight. We have our beloved brother, comrade Talib Bey. Welcome to Black Power Radio. And you're actually live on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Power to we the people.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. Thank you for having me. Greatly appreciate the welcome and the love, brother.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have quite a topic tonight, awakening the power in the woman and connecting it to the sun, moon, and stars. And you can take it away, beloved brother. This is, this is your airways, brother, on Welcome Hinges, and welcome again to Black Power Radio, because you're live.
Well, this is my most favorite topic is the topic of empower, the divine power in women, awakening or reawakening the divine power in women. And I really, really love this topic. I have my book. It's actually coming from my book, How Her Venus and Moon Rule. How Her Venus and Moon Rule. Go to morningministry.org to get the book. Now, the objectives for tonight's presentation, objective one, is for the sisters to become aware that the moon governs their menstrual cycles, and reconnecting the sisters' mindset to our ancestral ancient world culture views. Objective number two, how constructive language and constructive meanings keep our people from uniting, facilitating common thought to develop our divine human family. So I'm going to start off by reading from the back of Moors and Macy, from the back of How Our Venus and Moon Rule. This is an excerpt from in the chapter entitled Goddess of the Witches of their book, The Great Cosmic Mother, Rediscovering the Religion of the Earth, Monica Jewell and Barbara Moore Wright. The Morning Star, also the Evening Star, is Venus, which along with the moon was observed with very accurate calculations by ancient astronomers worldwide. To the Aztec, it was Quetzalcoatl. To the Mayans, Kukan. To the Sumerians and Babylonians, it was Inanna Ishtar. When the Christians encounter astrological observations and texts on Venus and the moon, they saw only devil worship. Hence, they destroyed library after library containing ancient wisdom and knowledge, including the Mayan Astronomical Library at Mani, as well as the Library of Alexandria. Mayan astronomical knowledge was probably the most advanced in the ancient world. In 1552, the Spanish friar Diego de Landa, confronting all these texts containing Mayan intellectual brilliance as well as spiritual data, stated that saying nothing in which there was not to be seen superstition and lies of the devil, and so we burned them all. Early Christian smashing of Diontic cults in the Mediterranean, as well as later church persecutions of witches in Europe, must be seen in this global context. Wherever Christians saw knowledge, herbal, medical, astronomical, symbolic, they saw demonism and moved to destroy it. The witch persecutions were not simply aimed at devil worshipers, but an ancient human knowledge of the world. I'll read that again, that last part, that last sentence. The witch persecutions were not simply aimed at devil worshipers, but an ancient human knowledge of the world. So this is the women. The women are the channel by which all life comes through on this plane. The women have a divine connection with nature. It's a divine intelligence that is embodied in women. Women are highly intuitive. Women, at their lowest vibratory rate, at their highest vibratory rate, they're still powerful. It's just, all you're doing is just transferring that the women at a low vibratory rate are still powerful. Power lies in the lower vibratory state. Power is still there. The power hasn't gone anywhere. It's just that it's just now in a different position or different state there. So now, you got to get that, elevate women by elevating their minds. By elevating women, you elevate all of humanity. What the Albions have learned is that to control a people, who control their women. Often people say the first school is kindergarten. The first school or first level of education for children would be, say, pre-K-3. I disagree with that. Pre-K-3 is not the first stage. The womb is. The womb is the first stage, or beginning the mind of the woman. So if the mind, if the women are vibrating at a higher frequency, they can bring an energy force, more than that, from a higher dimension. So that talking about, I'm talking before conception now. So let's go before conception. We're talking about the state of the woman's mind. This is before conception. I mean, a woman can be with a man who could be ultra intelligent, have read 3,000 books. But if she's vibrating at a low frequency, I'm going to demonstrate to the audience the power that women hide. The man is ultra intelligent, 1,000 books, but the woman is vibrating at a low frequency. So that woman vibrating at a low frequency would only could pull the energy from a low vibratory rate. So that child in the woman's womb, all right, that baby, that fetus is in with the woman 24/7, not with the man. So the key is to understand, so whatever the state of mind the woman is in, the European conqueror, European conquerors have understood this for generations. Control the government, you control the nation, because you control everything that comes out of her. We've been taught or misrepresented that the man is the head of the household. Male image, Allah, he, Buddha, male image, Jesus, male image, Buddha, male image, Muhammad, male image, Confucius, male image, Abdullah, what was it like 5,000 years ago? Is that the case 5,000 years ago? 5,000 years ago, Abdullah, was people bowing to male images, with deities, male, 5,000 years ago. Hey, Abdullah. Why worldwide, Abdullah? Why? Jesus, the figure Allah, Muhammad, Zionism is all males. But that, see, that, then now you, now let's go back to this. Let's go back to the Cosmic Mother. The Great Cosmic Mother, rediscovering the religion of the earth. All right, let me read this. When Christians encounter astrological observations and texts on Venus and the moon, they saw only devil worship. Hence, they destroyed library after library containing ancient wisdom and knowledge, including the Mayan Astronomical Library at Manning. All right, so I'll look at this last sentence again. The witch persecutions were not simply aimed at devil worshippers, but an ancient human knowledge of the world. That ancient human knowledge of the world has been suppressed worldwide. The evidence is the world is bound to male images. That's all I need to see. That the world, people throughout the world are bound to male images. Why is that? To force, conquest. That's control. Allah, he, God, he. The concept of deity in the ancient thought is feminine. Let's go again. Objective. Objective number one is for the sisters to become aware that the moon governs their menstrual cycles and reconnecting the sister's mindset to our ancestral world culture views. Male imagery, bound to male images, is not our ancestral culture view. That is a modern conquesting patriarchy. Patriarchy is not a system of harmony and balance. That's destructive. The patriarchy is the destructive conquesting system, suppressing the matriarchy and matrilineal principles, suppressing the ancient, our ancestors' ancient world culture views. So we got to get to the heart of the mind, of the a mindset. We have to give both the men and women principles and concepts of the ancient worldview so as to awaken their minds to challenge the patriarchy conquesting, suppressing matriarchal principles. Continuing right along. And the Iroquois Constitution, what they call the Haudenosaunee, I want people, if you could Google the Iroquois Constitution. The Iroquois Constitution, Google Article 44, Article 34, so Article 54 gives evidence now. You don't need to say Abdullah said anything. the Iroquois Constitution, also was known as the, which is actually the Haudenosaunee Constitution. I want y'all to Google if you can. Go to Article 44, Articles 44 to 40, Article 54. It's preserved in that Constitution, which is a Constitution of five sovereign nations, preserves the ancient matrilineal matriarchal principles are preserved and protected in that Constitution. 44 to Article 54. So I look as I get it back up here. All right, here we go. Article 45, the women heirs of Confederated Lord's title shall be called Wayina for all times to come. Article 46, the women of the 48, now 50, Wayina, is R-O-Y-A-N-E-H family, the heirs of authorized names for all time to come. When an infant of the five nations is given an authorized name at the Midwinter Festival or at the Ripe Corn Festival, one in the cousinhood or with it is a member shall be appointed as speaker. He shall then announce to the sick cousin for the name of the father and the mother of the child, together with the clan, together with the clan of the mother. Then the speech announced the child's request. The uncle child shall be out in his arm and
okay, beloved, you, on my end, you may be traveling a bit of a matrix, brother and comrade, of course, our beloved guest and honorable brother Talib Bey. I want you to regroup. While you're bringing that channel black up, we do have a special person to both of us working in both networks. I want to bring forward the West Side and bring in our beloved sister, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bey, is our National Minister of Justice, and she has a few words from the West Side as he gathers his mic. So right here, sister and comrade, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bey, welcome to Black Power Radio.
All right, power to the people. Beloved,
power.
Greetings, man.
Black power, all power to the people.
All power to the people. All right, so we're so grateful to have Mother Therese Bey on the line. Right now we are planning a huge governance event for our people. 2024, beloved, will be a whole different ballgame. When we talk about we need self-determination, we need our own governance, this is something that realistically will happen. Restitution, reparation is not just a word. It is a lifestyle. It is something.
Oh, we got that mic. Are you able to get directly to your mic? I need to get you more solid state. That's Critical Race Truth Bay.
Yeah, I got to come in.
If you can bring it to the center of the mic. Yeah. You're back. Yeah. He sounds strong. Are you dead, Dr. Truth?
Yeah.
I think you may have a little bit of background noise. Because she's making an announcement, you all. I want you all to pay careful attention. And she's bringing an announcement on an event in Philadelphia for May. So come on, Black, with your announcement. She's our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Truth Bey.
We're in a conference call as well with other comrades nationwide. Provide the masses. We must bring up all of our people to educate.
Yes, ma'am. They've absolutely destroyed your connectivity. Try to get another line and come back in. I've got one caller here at 516 that I wanted to bring up. I didn't want them to stand too long. 516-516-805. You're absolutely live right here on Black Power Radio. While we are about to go black to our guests for the evening, and our beloved brother Talib Bey is in Philadelphia. And 516, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts, the Concord, Massachusetts area. Picola Casario.
Happy to have you. Welcome to Black Power
Thank
Radio.
You.
And give us your name and state your case on the awakening the power of the woman connected to the sun, moon, and star.
Picola Casario.
Ma'am, are you there? Did you hear us?
Ask me the question again.
Yes, the topic tonight is awakening
yes,
the power in the woman, connecting all of the dots to the moon and to Venus. And give us your name and your state your case if it's not on awakening the power in the woman.
Picola Kusar Il, and I am understanding my feminine connection to the elements, of which I never knew. So I am learning this whole process. I do have the book called How Her Venus Rule, I believe, and Brother Bay wrote the book, giving us some education, if you will, on the female position in creation. So I yield with that. I'm here listening, learning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. Just stay on the line to stick and stay. Don't you dare go away. And we're going to go right back to the studios with our beloved brother and our honorable guest for the evening, our comrade brother, Talib Bey. And you can take it away and pick up where we left off. Thank you again for being here, Black Power.
You're welcome.
Black Power.
Thank you.
Yes. Am I back?
Yes, sir. You're live on Black Power Radio.
All right. So I wanted to have the audience get a feel for this order, the matriarchal and matrilineal principles that are protected in this Anunnaki Iroquois Constitution. Continuing, Article 47. If the female heir's Confederate lord's title become extinct, the title right shall be given by the lord of the Confederacy to the sister family, whom they shall elect, and the family shall hold the name and transmit it to their female heirs. But they shall not appoint any of their sons as a candidate for a title until all of the eligible men former family shall have died or otherwise have become ineligible. Article 48, if all the heirs of the lordship title become extinct, all the families in the clan, then the title shall be given to the lords of the Confederacy to the family in the sister clan whom they shall elect. Article 49, any of the Voyina women, heirs of a titleship, shall willfully withhold or other title and refuse to bestow it, or if such heirs abandon, forsake, or despise their heritage, then shall such women be deemed buried and their family extinct. The titleship shall then revert to a sister family or clan upon application or complaint. The lords of the Confederacy shall elect the family or clan which shall in future hold the title. Article 50. The Rowena, women of the Confederacy heirs of the lordship title, shall elect two women family as cooks for the lords when the people shall assemble at his house for business or other purposes. If not good or no honorable for a Confederate lord to allow his people whom he has called to go hungry. Article 51, when a lord holds a conference in his home, his wife, if she wishes, may prepare the food, a union lord who assemble with him. This is honorable right which she shall excuse any expression of esteem. All right, Article 52, the Rohingya women, heirs of the lordship title, should, if necessary, correct and admonish the holders of their titles. Those only who attend the council may do this, and those who do not shall not object to what has been said, nor strive to undo the action. Article 54, when the Rohingya women, holders of the lordship title, select one of their sons as a candidate, they shall select one who is trustworthy, of good character, of honest disposition, one who manages his own affairs, supports his family, if any, and who has proven a faithful man to his nation. Article 54, when a lordship title becomes vacant, death or the Rohingya women of the clan in which the title is hereditary, shall hold a council and shall choose one from among their sons to fill the office made vacant. Such a candidate shall not be the father of any Confederate lord. If the choice is unanimous, the name is referred to the men relatives of the clan. If they should disapprove, it shall be their duty to select a candidate from among their own number. If then the men and women are unable to decide which of the two candidates shall be named, then the matter shall be referred to the Confederate lord and clan. They shall decide which the candidate shall be named. If the men and the women agree to the candidate, his name shall be referred to the sister's clan for confirmation. So it's important to read evidence to show principles that have been well established, that you understand the motive of the cover-up, the motive of the suppression, the motive of the witch burnings, the motive of the witch prosecutions. Why women? This is evidence right here, because the inheritance, the woman line, the clan. All right, why weren't the men attacked? Why weren't the men attacked? Why weren't they attacked and burned? Why weren't they attacked and burned? Because the title is not down to the father line. That's why. The inheritance, titles, wealth, land, passed down to the mother line. Women taking on their husband's name is an act of birthright theft. That's an act of birthright theft. But, of course, you know, we think that's the way it's supposed to be done. We don't know that that's not the way. That's a birthright theft. Because what are you doing now? The women taking on the husband's name. What does that mean now? You're changing the line. It's birthright theft. But we don't know how things were originally. Etymology, which is the history, origin, and true meaning of words, give one insight and knowledge of how things, systems, government structure were originally structured. Connotative, distorted, deceptive meanings. Bury that. The concept is, I raised a question. Do words, do meaning of words evolve? Devolve. So they evolve. Devolve means evolve means roll out, expand, and develop its original meaning. They devolve. So if I create a new meaning, it doesn't advance the concepts and principles of the mother meaning. That is not evolving. Devolving, suppressing, issue with the conquered people, the Moors, classified as with legal fictions, black, negro, colored, Latino, Spanish, Puerto Rican, Indian, is that we lack knowledge of who we are. That meaning who we are, nationality, culture, headdresses, philosophy, dances, holidays, rituals, ceremonies, clothing, marital practices, hereditary practices, the matriarchal matrilineal principles of civilization. We lack knowledge of who we are. No knowledge of who we are. So our conqueror, connotated meanings, and whatever our conqueror says it is, we lack knowledge of who we are, then we are subjugated to our conqueror's victims. So it's important. Now let's continue. I'm going to now deal with, let's look at Friday. Friday the 13th. Why is Friday the 13th as unlucky, as superstitious? Friday the 13th, an unlucky day. That's an unlucky day. Oh, Friday the 13th, let's look in that. Friday, R-I, part of the Old Norse word Freya, F-R-Y-A, or Frega, F-R-I-G-G-A, which is the Old Norse goddess of fertility, which is the planet Venus. Venus. What does Venus have to do with women? What does Venus have to do with fertility, Abdullah? You have what's known as the helical rising of Venus between mid-March and April. Helical rising of Venus brings about the raining season. The Mayans, the Venetian calendar, charted that survival because you have to chart when the rainy season, knowing when to plant. The Germans took the Mayan calendar, the Venetian calendar, to Dresden, Germany. It's now housed since 1717. In the Dresden Museum in Dresden, Germany. See what they're doing? The number 13, 28 days, 28 days, and 28-day period revolves around 13 times. So this concept, this things that relate to the divinity of women, the rhythmic, the natural harmony, the natural rhythmic cycle, walking lunar calendars. So that knowledge has been buried. That divine knowledge in women, her divine connection with the moon has been buried. 13. Why is Friday known as the holy day? That's the example, because it's Venus, Easter, Venus. Easter's Venus, the planet Venus. Easter is not a male name. Why is a female name, the planet Venus, fertility in the Venetian calendar, male image. What's that about? Jesus is the actual son. Jesus, so Easter, the helical rising of Venus between mid-March and mid-April, when it's called the resurrection. Resurrection of the son is December 25th. The resurrection of the sun, the vernal equinox, that's not the resurrection of the sun. You have two points where the sun crosses the equator, at the vernal equinox and at the autumnal equinox. The sun leaves the Tropic of Capricorn, crosses point is on the equator, the vernal equinoctial point, not the resurrection. Resurrection of the sun is December 25th. Go to the sunrise sunset chart. Not Abdullah Bey said anything. The sunrise sunset charts, leading up all from June 1st, which is actually the winter, the summer solstice, from June 21st. Every 7 days, there's a 10 to 12 minute decrease in the day. Look it up. Sunrise, not Abdullah Bey. Sunrise, sunset chart. You'll see from every seven days, 10 to 12 minute decrease in a day throughout August, throughout July, throughout September, throughout October, throughout November, throughout the first week, second week, third week of December. Now, December 23rd, 24th, look at the sunrise, sunset chart. Prior to that, you see negative, 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 negative. But now you get to December 23rd, 24th, you see plus 40-something seconds, 50-something seconds. That is what? After the sun died, after the sun is at its lowest point of declination, December 21st, the sun is at the death of the sun. Jesus' death. Jesus is in the tomb for 3 days. So that's the winter solstice. It hovers for 3 days because it's moving now from its furthest southerly point to its northerly point. It's astronomy. Jesus' birthday, the birth, the rebirth, that is the resurrection of the sun. So what they're calling resurrection of the sun, Easter is the helical rising of Venus. The United States presidential inauguration, prior to 1932, the United States presidential inauguration was charted to the helical rising of Venus. Since the helical rising of Venus is not fixed, the United States presidential inauguration 4 years was on a different day, but charted to Sirius. That's why it's January 20th, because they're now charting Sirius. Sirius is fixed. January 1st is where Sirius is in the highest point of the sky, the midheaven. January 20th is where Sirius is in the night sky the longest. They're charting Sirius. That's why it's January 20th. It was prior to 1932, it was on different days charted to the helical rising of Venus. They're using our science and our culture. The five-pointed star does not start on us. The origin of the five-pointed star is not a flag. It's not a symbol. It's a cosmological cycle of Venus. It's a cosmological cycle, an eight-year Earth cycle of Venus. Every 584 days. So you have 584 days it moves. 584 days is between Earth, the Venus transitions between Earth and the Sun. 584 days later, Earth and the Sun. 584 days later, between Earth and the Sun. 584 days later, between Earth and the Sun, forming that Rosetta or five-pointed star. This is ancient knowledge of the cycle of Venus for what? For agriculture purposes, if anything. Our ancestors did not blindly worship anything. That's an insult on our ancestors. You're talking about high mathematic, high astronomical knowledge, high philosophical scientific knowledge to reduce our ancestors to mere worshiping is an insult on our ancestors. They worship nothing. It's giving honor, respect. It's not a, it, meaning they're giving honor and respect from a knowledge perspective, though. It's not blind faith. It's not blind worship. That's a disrespect and a dishonor to our ancestors. We're judging our ancestors by what we do today. We are conquered people in our own land. We are descendants from a highly mathematical, scientific, astronomical knowledge of math and frequency, understanding sound, understanding the science of sound, lifting boulders with the knowledge of sound. Ancient technology is pineal gland resonance and sound. The harp is based on that ancient technology. He developed harp not as a war machine. Who developed harp was not, did not do it for, as a war machine. The United States military got their hands on it. The United States military came to him, knocked on his door, and got it. Bought it from him. They turned into a war machine. Tornadoes, tsunamis, ancient technology of sound to create famine. We got to rise up to power. We got to restore power. The word sin. All born in sin, which is a good thing. Clap, y'all brothers and my sisters. We're born in sin. Yes, we're born in sin. It's a wonderful thing to be born in sin to this radio show. Well, after I tell you, you won't be calling me a fool anymore. The word sin is the Sumerian name for the moon. Sin for moon, that sin is Sumerian language. Moon, modern English language. Lune, Latin language. That's all that is. Let's break it down to what it is. Born in sin, once again, fertility. The word menses means moon. Ministration means moon. Month means moon. So the woman, menstrual cycle, menstrual means moon, is governed by the moon. Once again, I said before, the moon revolves around the earth in a 28-day period, 13 times here, governing the woman's menstrual cycle. That's the fertility. We're born in sin. The fallopian tube, the egg, goes up the fallopian tubes, the ovaries, the fertility, the sperm, millions of them. Tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words. Those who control the meaning of words control the people who must use them. Robert K. Dick. We did say it again. The basic tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words. Those who control the meaning of words control the people who must use them. Our conqueror, Spain, France, England/Great Britain, Portugal, the Dutch Republic and the Netherlands, Sweden, our conquerors, control the meaning of words. Thereby, they control the people, us, they're conquered, who must use them. We call it racism. We refer to English/Great Britain, France, the Netherlands, Dutch Republic, Sweden, Portugal, and Spain, conquest and colonization of our Moorish land, racism, hatred, discrimination, prejudice, They don't like us. Everything than what it is. We call it everything but what it is. We don't say conquest. We don't say colonization. We use the word conquest. We don't use the word colonization. We don't use the word subjugation. We don't use the word land theft. We don't use the word birthright theft. We use hatred, discrimination, racism. They don't like us. Those words. Those are misleading from what they gave you that. They fed you that. Because you're not addressing what it actually is. English / Great Britain, France, Spain, Portugal, Netherlands, Sweden, Dutch Republic, conquest, subjugation of our people, mass denationalization, which is dehumanization, birthright theft, colonization of our land. We don't say those things, though. They don't care about you saying that. They don't care anything about you calling them haters. They don't care anything about you calling racism. They don't care anything about you calling discrimination. They don't care anything about that. But once you say conquest, Spain, Portugal, Sweden, once you are specific in identifying what the issues are, now you got their attention. You'll never get their attention. Never get their attention with racism, discrimination, hatred, prejudice. If they don't like us, you'll never get their attention. You will get their attention with English, French, Spanish, Dutch, the Netherlands, in conquest and colonization. You will get their attention by teaching these people who they are, their Moors. You will get their attention. They fed us that to get so that we would not focus on what the real issue actually is. That's Titus to woman, motherland. Why referred to as countries referred to as mother? My countries are referred to as she. Flags are referred to as she. Where did that come from? Where did that concept come from? I pretty much gave it to you. Did that come out of thin air? Referring to countries as she, flags as she, motherland. Where did that come from? I gave you the articles. I read Articles 44 to Articles 54 of the Haudenosaunee Iroquois Constitution. I gave you the meaning, the cosmological cycle of Venus with the five-pointed star. I gave you the etymology of sin. I gave you the meaning of Friday the 13th. Where it comes from. Nature. So this, the word nationality. You have nation, national, nationality. The word nation, deriving from the Latin natio, which means to be born, nasci, to come into existence. You have the umbilical cord, the placenta. You have the navel, attached to the navel, the placenta. Is what dispels waste, provides nourishment while the fetus is in the womb. That child born, child on the breast, have the colostrum, continues to fertilize the child. You have her sister, Earth, people from that. Disconnect the people's control. Their right to self, their divine right to self-determination. Control their own destiny. Control their, to ever to govern and control their children. Now, England and France and Spain and the Netherlands and Dutch Republic colonize our land. I'm saying European powers. have to identify the European powers. I'm teaching tonight. So I want the audience to identify with specificity the European powers. Why do our people do not go to the Spanish embassy protesting reparations? Why don't they go to British embassy? Why just United States? Why are they just going to Washington, D.C., or these state houses protesting reparations? You say slavery. Oh, in 1610, the United States, said 1610, the United States. Yeah. 1610, the United States. We're going to go protest because in 1610, the United States did this. In 1580, the United States did this. In 1724, the United States did the Black Code Noir. The United States in 1724 implemented Code Noir in their Louisiana Territory. 1685, the United States, making a point, in 1685, the United States implemented Code Noir. I don't know why this brother brought this idiot on the line tonight. Man, this idiot, Abdullah Bey, he said 1610 United States? He said 1580 United States? Behind Abdullah. Was not around then.
You can open the chat room if you'd like to chat a few things over.
Yes, please do. My methodology, Father, to challenge people to think. So this is a methodology that I've developed over the years, that to challenge them to think about things that they have been indoctrinated with. All right, we can open it up.
And thank you so much. If you have questions for our guest tonight, and if there's anything, any pressing issue that you'd like to discuss with our beloved brother, Talib Bey, you can call us again at 515-605-9889. Again, the telephone number is 515-605-889. And if you don't have a phone that matches that particular mathematical equation, then certainly you can dial us straight at 202-550-8521. And again, if you are numerically pure at heart, you can dial 202-550-8521. Now, we attempted to go to our doctor and minister of justice earlier, and we're hoping that her phone is black or back on to where we can get a clear message from our National Minister of Justice. You're live right here on Black Power Radio with our honorable guest, our doctor. Now he's a total scientist and doctor on the issues surrounding the woman, and he's going to teach probably soon on the man. So you have to buckle your seatbelts and stay tuned in to Black Power Radio. Again, we have our special honorable host, our co-host on the west side of Los Angeles, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Thank you for joining us a lot here at Black Power Radio.
Is she coming on? Or, brother, you want me to – that we have a caller. She on?
Yeah, she's live and her phone is live. The last time she didn't have
All
a
right.
good connection.
She didn't have a good connection. Yeah. He was trying to see, yeah.
Either she's not nearby the phone or maybe she's not tuned at the moment. So again, we go, let me see, I don't know if that sister said she would compose a question. Let's see if we have a question from her in Massachusetts, in Concord, Massachusetts. Sister Carl, you're live here on Black Power Radio with our honorable guest, our beloved brother, and comrade brother, Talib Bey.
Yeah.
Yes, you're live back in Concord, Massachusetts. If you have a question, so far you say you could compose a question.
Listen, I have a comment and any correction that I may have Brother Abdullah Bey would like to further elaborate on. Just speaking about the women topic and the systematic cover up of the woman, and speaking of the land within America here, I did take a class with her brothers in the past, and they introduced me to a document, and the document is a scholarly document from I forgot what university it was, but the document was entitled "How the Founding Fathers Ignored the Klan Mothers in Making the Constitution." And so there is some resolutions that give acknowledgement of the Constitution for the United States, being written from the Iroquois Confederation, the Haudenosaunee tribe. And this scholarly document speaks specifically of when they wrote the Constitution that this country is currently on. It actually wrote the women out. And it went very specific to all of those points that the brother was talking about in particular, and that the women would be known as colonials, which are nobles, the ones that had leadership, and the men would be known as lords. So, ironically, in some of the Masonic orders, I believe they use the term noble for the men in these Masonic orders. So I wanted to elaborate on that. Thank you.
She made some great points there. That it is often said that though he was having a Senate resolution that the United States Constitution is derived from the Iroquois Constitution. So now, all right, let me go to the United States Constitution. The women shall have the inherent right. Article that in the United States Constitution. The hereditary title shall pass down to the mother line of the family. Article something in the United States Constitution. What article in that in the United States Constitution talks about the women having hereditary power and rights and titles? What article is that in the United States Constitution? I'm doing that just for what I'm thinking. I see, when someone says to me that this is derived from, then I go to that document, the Hill Court Constitution, and then I say, here's the United States Constitution. You're talking about Articles 44, 40, 54. Most important articles, the Iroquois Constitution. Meaning, to not have that derived from. You're talking about the foundation of the power. How the power is passed down. Where's that in the United States Constitution? Foundation of power. You can't tell me about any other articles. If the foundation of power is not transferred to the United States Constitution, foundation of the of authority. I want us to think and not be so parroting, and because they said and Senate said this. The United States Senate said this. Who gives a what? Think. Reading. They have not read the Iroquois Constitution. They only read what the United States Senate wrote. They have not read the Iroquois Constitution. If you read the Iroquois Constitution, you will see what I see. I haven't read it. Another question, brother. You have another question? Type your questions in. Come online. Challenge some of the points that I've raised. Add to some of the points that I've raised. You know, have a question for points of for clarity. Come on, my brothers and sisters.
Okay. Okay, well, beloved, I believe that we have our sister, Dr. Critical Race True Pay, is live on the air at this moment.
She's live. All right,
she can talk to you. She's right here with us. Let's see if she can have a Dr. Truth Bay. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Still on the road. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Yes. Now, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He is taught on the awakening of the woman and connecting that to Venus, to the moon, and several other things have come up. And we have a lady in Concord, Massachusetts as well. So what I'd like to do is for you to comment and give your event. We want you to comment on the Brother Talib Bay, the awakening of the black woman, and the announcement on your event in May. Are you still there with us, Dr. Truth Bay?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear everything we just said? Oh, maybe she's not over here.
She's back. Oh, yes.
Are you able to hear us at all? I'm going to have to leave her on the point. That's like black power. But thank you again.
All right.
Okay.
I can. Yeah, you there? All right, good.
Yeah, you can explain because, I want the listening audience to hear me clearly, and I'm traveling on the road. So, Brother Talib, would you like to explain May 18th what will occur at the Majestic Hall in Philadelphia?
Yes.
But,
all right. Okay. Yes, there is May 18, 2024 in Philadelphia, the Moorish American Conf Governance, Birthright and Nationality Claim Conference, Political Unity. We have the note here, some keynote, Dr. Chufis will be one of the speakers, one of the panelists, as well as myself. And Sister Pokola Kusar-El, Concord, Massachusetts, she will also be one of the panelists. Some keynote panels or speakers have United Nations, African Union, NGOs, and other international organizations, Masonic, Moorish, Right, and Large Community Outreach and Network Affiliation. You have this would be a union between, among conscious and unconscious Moors, forming a coming together, and those unconscious will grow into consciousness. You know, Brother Matakubu, Ali Bay Il, Terrence Bay, and myself are on the committee. And I met Brother Matakubu on an online conference on Columbus Day of last year. And he, in turn, has connected me with the Attica Kingdom Alliance, of which I'm one of the ambassadors. And he has a host of connections. In fact, he's launching his Roku channel tonight at Black Wall Street in Ladona, Georgia. His Roku channel will broadcast the conference worldwide. We'll have another flyer, another Eventbrite, where people can purchase for viewership, those who cannot make it. Those cannot make it, and they'll be able to view it pay-per-view worldwide. So this is also part of the conference and networking and expanding our connection. My true, Dr. Chu connecting with the brother, the Grand Sheik here, and we connected yesterday. This is also part of what we're doing for the, about the conference and networking, building bridges. And I've mentioned before that most of some of the panelists and speakers, you know, have NGOs, international law, international organization connect. We also have Queen Atamata, Queen Atamata coming out of Ghana, Papa Sanda coming out of Uganda. All right, so this is going to be a huge event being broadcast worldwide. I'm so excited about it. Once again, that's May 18, 2024. We have the link. This is the link, the Eventbrite link. You can go to my Abdullah Bay's Facebook page. I have it pinned, the flyer and the link pinned, and it's $125, which will include lunch, dinner, and entertainment. So this is, I'm looking forward. We have, like I said, we have speakers coming from different parts of the country. And Dr. Truth's coming from California. We have Pakola Kusai will be coming from either New York or Massachusetts. All right. And we have keynote speaker Shemalikai Bay, Queen Atamata, Sister Okuntno, who's part of the UNESCO. And we have, I think, Dolores Blakely is another keynote speaker. So those are keynote speakers that we had, the panelists, Dr. Truth, myself, Bacola, and a host of others will be panelists. So I'm definitely excited. I'm excited about being part of this network here, all right, the opportunity to continue to build bridges, continue to network, and that's what it's about.
Right on. Thank you, Brother Bay. Our main purpose is for all of us doing great work separately, but now it's time to come together, beloved. We have to have one streamlined way of self-determination. We have to separate from this oppressive governance. And how are we going to do that? By talking all day? No. We are boots to the ground. Organized, bringing together week after week, day after day, month after month. And we must do something different. So if you are inquisitive about politics, about how this governance is working, you need to be involved, family. So May 18th in Philadelphia, it'll be an all-day event. Plenty of time for us to network, to come together. So I'm calling for all our Moors, we stay in conscious Moors, if you're a power group, if you're military,
exactly.
If you work on legislation, if you, whatever part of the world you work in, if it has something to do with the original man, with the melanated skin of ours, you must be in Philadelphia, May 18th. We want to come together with a solid plan moving forward, because this is what our youth need, our young people. This is what we're working for. It is not for us. It is for our children and our children's children, for them to be empowered with the knowledge and the tools for them to be self-determined and to have self-governance. We need to focus on the alternatives, and as we look at Power Radio the next couple of weeks, the month of December, we will have a year in review. So be sure to tune in Black Power Radio the next couple of weeks, starting tomorrow, and we'll go over some major events. Yeah, the war in Israel. What does that have to do with us? Tune in and listen. As far as what we can do for your own neighborhood, tune in and listen. Say, how can I learn more about how to be effective in my community? Gotta tune in, listen. Black Power Radio here every Sunday and Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. We're here 515-605-9889. The lines are open, and we want to hear from you, John Q. Public. This show cannot be without our listening audience. So please, let's be proactive and be working together coming May. So what does it mean to be self-determined? We want to hear from you. So call on in. So Brother Felipe, thank you so much for coming in on tonight's broadcast. We look forward to hearing more of your series and how our unconscious thoughts can become conscious again.
Good point. Excellent point.
How it's going to be.
Great, great, great presentation. Awesome. Awesome. Anybody want to chime in? Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Chu, you said something.
You
say something.
Have clarification, yes.
Mm-hmm. You did it. You done, Dr. Chu?
Yes, I am done for now.
All right, you're done.
But
I'm done for now. All right. I didn't want to. All right. Good, good. All right. All right, brother, do we have any questions? Questions or comments? We can also take comments, too. Any points that they want to, share their thoughts on what I presented? You're welcome to that as well.
One of the main questions a lot of people ask, what does it mean to really have a nationality? That is something that is going to be one of the most important topics to cover, because that's part of the whole purpose of this mission. The reason why we need to have our own nationality and why currently today, descendants of enslaved, we do not have a nation. And that's primarily why we are facing opposition in every way. That is particularly why they abuse and incarcerate and cause death to our black bodies without accountability. There is no law protecting that from that. So how important, just a little tidbit, because we'll go into a deeper dive on December 11th, where our main topic will be, what is the need for nationality? And we need to break it down for our people so we can get it on board. Power to the people.
All right. Now, just so you have, you are claiming it, your rights are embodied and passed down through name, nationality, not identity, nationality. Abdullah Il Tilinosi Bey, that's my identity. My national identity, I'm a Moor, that's national identity. My national identity, more, ties me to class of people, ancestry, birthright, and treaty protection in a culture. So someone, if somebody comes along, the children away, a legal fictional category, black, Indian, African-American on them. But they're Moors. They walk around saying they're black, Negro, colored, Indian. But their ancestry is Moors. Therefore, there's no rightful claim. No rightful claim in that claim to be black, Negro, colored, Indian, West Indian. There's no treaty protection. It's the treaty between France and the Moroccan Empire, Moor. Oppression of their national identity. Embodied in that national identity is the connection to their treaty protection, to the land rights claims. The land rights claims is embodied into their nationality. The claim to the minerals is embodied into their nationality. Their inherent right to self-determination is only can be made claim in their national identity name, Moor, not black, Negro, colored. Black, Negro, colored, Indian, West Indian, African American removes their inherent right claim to the land, removes the treaty protection claim, removes their protection of law of nations claim, removes their connections to their headdresses, wealth, and ceremony, rituals, celebrations, removes their right to make the claim. Therefore, it makes them non-defendable. People are not clear on that because they've been strongly indoctrinated into falsely thinking that they're black complexion. Look at you, Mr. Bay, as I taught 5,000 students in the Kansas City Public School nationality. Look at you, Mr. Bay. Down the street, what they look like, whether they're black or white. We grew up with that. We've been indoctrinated. It's called social engineering. It's been embedded in the social fabric of society. We say it. Look at you, dark skin black, high yellow blur black, dusted black. It's embedded. It's social engineering. It makes us non-descendable and removes our claim, blood white claims to the land and the natural resources and the treaty protection and the international law protection. It removes the claim, the national knowledge of the restoring the knowledge of the nationality restores the right to make the claim. Without being long-winded, that's what it, you know, we put that in a nutshell.
All right. Well, thank you for that briefing. That is very important for us to start out with the origin of why it is important for us to claim a nationality. Every other race, every other non-black, so to speak, they have a culture. They have a reference point. They have a language. And because we are unique in the sense that all of that was stolen from us, we must reclaim who we are. And this is one of the things that I want to reiterate with my people. Our children right now need to know who they are. We have to be determined in order for us to do something different. I don't know if you remember a young lady. She went viral, though. She was a ballet teacher. And she broke down emotionally, and it really touched my heart. I'm going to actually look into her story some more and bring you some more updates. But one of the things that she claimed that was vitally important was that she said while she's teaching young girls ballet, these are five-year-olds, that they didn't want to hear the classical music, that they were telling her to shut up and twerking and saying, no, we want to hear Pound Town. And for those millennials, we all know what Pound Town is, the Sexy Reds and the Sean Rocks of the world. This is the way that our black youth are directed. It's not directed to any other. It is our youth, the original man youth, that are negatively with these images. So when we have the media that is so influential in how we portray the original man, we have to be extra careful on how we influence our children. So we have to put something in place. They have to know who they are. I guarantee you, if we weren't complacent in the political standpoint and the urban planning in the strategic forefront of what we teach our children, our youth today have no backbone, family. They're dying left and right. We're RIPing them. They're being subjugated by every aspect in society. And we have to find a way to prevent this as a whole. And the only way that comes is through education. It's through organizing. It's through strategic planning. It is so important to have a military aspect when we are speaking about leaving a legacy for our youth. Do they know how to own property, how to be entrepreneurs, or are they just worker bees, learning how to get a paycheck just to get by? We don't want that for our youth. So this is why it's very important, family, that we must stay tuned to Black Power Radio every week. This is the only platform where you have informative information that's only activated if you do it. Listening is great, but interacting is even greater. So we want to give you a starting point and make your way to Philadelphia, May 18th. It is a day that you will highly, highly, you will not regret, because this is what we're working for. And I tell you, this is not for everyone. You all know we have our naysayers. We have our agent provocateurs, so to speak, our agitators. But this is even for them to hear. But those who have an ear to hear need to really focus on doing something different for the new year. All we have less than 30 days, family, to really make a change for 2024. This election coming up this year, it's not for us. Just like every election, it really wasn't for us. You think about one politician that has brought forth any real change for the Black community. If there is one, please call and speak about it. We want to hear from you. Tell me, who actually really have our interests at heart? Do you think we would still be discussing the study of reparations if that was the case? We all know what the answer is. Sleepy Joe Biden told us before he got into office, we're going to put y'all back in chains. We all got to work with the Latinos because they're going to be twice as much. I mean, how many times do they have to tell us in our face that we are not respected? So don't you think it's time for us to do something different, family? All right,
absolutely, absolutely. We have in the wings, a couple other co-hosts are out there as well. We have in North Carolina, I think we have Black Lightning is on the line, and we do have our beloved brother in North Carolina, K. DeWalt is there, and he's always packed with information and energy, energizing us from North Carolina. Brother K. DeWalt, tonight we're talking about awakening the power in the Black woman and connecting the sun, moon, and stars. Welcome to Black Power Radio, our beloved brother K. DeWalt of North Carolina. How are you tonight?
Power to the people.
Power to the people, K. DeWalt. Oh, we have 336 again. 336-979. Are you there? 336-979.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Happy to have you.
Hear me? And welcome.
I'm in
yes,
a
you're live. And you're live on Black Power Radio.
Can you hear me, brother? Black power.
Yes, sir. We can hear you clearly. Black power, black power.
Yeah, I'm in the dead zone. I was listening to y'all. I had my phone up in the area listening to the Black Power Radio. Oh, by the way, I was listening to the sister, and the sister made plenty of sense. So, yes, most definitely I like everything she said. Everything she said was 100. So I really can't talk because I knew my phone broke.
He may be losing a little bit of his connectivity and bad reception, a horrible reception area, but he's always there, and we want to acknowledge and recognize him there in North Carolina. Right here in Washington, D.C., we've got our beloved brother, the National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning is in Washington, and you can talk black to us. Black power? Let's see if you can get it. Brother Black Lightning, are you still there with us? Ooh. Okay, I don't know. We may have some kind of technical difficulty here tonight. Let's see, 301, you're live on Black Power Radio. I don't know that he can hear that. Black Power at 301-682-301, you're live. And you can talk black.
If he's there.
If not there, B-Square, we'll be back to our...
Black Power.
Oh, you're there. Okay. Give it a twist to our honorable guest. We have the guest tonight, Brother Black Lightning, Brother Talib Bey, our honorable comrade brother in Philadelphia. And he's working up a topic called Awakening the Power of the Black Woman, or the Power of the Woman, and Connecting the Sun, Moon, and Stars. And he's out there giving us, as he's always, energized. Black Lightning, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Oh, Black Power, I'm just listening in tonight, y'all. I'm enjoying everything. Sounds very interesting, and this is what we have been striving to do, have our own provisional black government so we can have our own borders, you know? Yeah, and a strong black military to guard those borders, which we are, so... Yes, sir. I'm just listening. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Tell us more. I'm all ears. Oh, and by the way, everybody hit up Black Power Radio. Our funds here are low, and we give you more of what you listen to the radio for. So hit the $, the Cash App, and put some Mean Green in the black machine at $77Bakers. And for those that's going too slow, that's $, all capital letters on the Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, so we can have some black economics going into the black mobile, into the gas tank to get to the next one. Okay, black power, black power.
Black power, black power. Just before the host or the honorable guest comes back, we'd like to open the lines up to 720 at 819. And 720-819, you're actually live on Black Power Radio, and our guest is Brother Talib Bey. Yes, you're right there with us. And tell us where you are.
Lady
tell
Chief
us
from,
who you are and
like
where you're calling from.
Finance.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Who's
Lady
calling?
Lady Chief from Shabaka's Black Experience Finance. Just calling in.
Okay,
catch your show. I think I called in a little late, but I wasn't quite sure.
Black
the,
Power, welcome.
The mountain.
Welcome over.
Black Power, brothers and sisters. How y'all doing?
Welcome. We don't have the horn on tonight.
Copy.
Go to horn for the first time, callers and listeners, and we didn't have our horn plugged in tonight. But thank you for joining us. We have a topic on hand tonight, sister, awakening the power in the woman and connecting the sun, moon, and stars. And our guest again is our beloved brother, Talib Bey. And I'd like you to either comment or give a question, and he'll be coming up right behind you. Go ahead.
Well, I definitely think it's important. I think that I've come across a lot of sisters that are not really in tune with the divine feminine energy or the divinity, with the earth and the universe. And I find it to just be a very heavy, heavy thing when they meet, you know, like for myself. I meet women all the time, or I talk to women all the time, and I just could tell that they're not, you know, vibrating at a high velocity, or, you know, it's kind of sad. I'm not connecting, you know what I mean? And there's so much feminism and I would say a lot of man-hating, a lot of degradation that, you know, they're not in tune. It's really disturbing to me. That's pretty much what I would say as far as catching your topic right now. So I'm here, though. Thanks for having me, fellas and sisters.
Well, thank you for being there. We're coming down to our honorable guest. He'll be followed by our national youth minister is on the line as well at 443. And right behind Dr. Talib Bey, we will have Brother Chairman Will out of Baltimore City is here tonight with us. So go right ahead, Brother Comrade Brother Talib Bey. You have the airways, and right behind you will be the youth minister. Go ahead.
All right, yes. So I was coming from my How of Venus and Moon Rule book, and go to moresandmasonry.org to get my book. You know, so it's once again to for women to, and also the brothers, you know, because as we continue to elevate the mind of women, And I want to address another point here about the goat. The goat, the devil. I love the devil. Man, why do you have this nut on this broadcast, man? He said he loves the devil. Why do you have him on the broadcast? So now, the concept of the devil, the image, where did that come from? Where did that image come from? That boy-looking character, an ordinary goat. It doesn't exist anywhere. Like, you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to go to a farm. You're not going to go to the wild. You're not going to go to the woods. You're not going to go in the mountains anywhere, and you want to see that character. You're not going to see that creature anywhere in the world. You're not going to see that gorgeous. So where did it come from? An ordinary goat. That's a distortion. The goat and the bull are ancient symbols of fertility. The horns, and notice that any horn-headed character, horns, are distorted and presented as evil. Why did we use the goat, Abdullah, as a symbol of fertility? All right. We're walking at night, and it's a crescent moon. It's the first quarter moon. And we see a goat, horns. Say, oh, man, we should use that, you know, because we are moon culture. We give honor to the moon, and we deal with the moon calendar. We have Hephaestus by the moon, and we understand that the moon governs the women's menstrual cycles. And well, we know that the first quarter moon and the last quarter moon are the crescent shaped moons. So the goat, the horns of the goat. So we're going to adopt the goat as a symbol of our culture. Because it relates, if you see the similarities of the crescent-shaped horn and the crescent-shaped moon. Or our conqueror, Spain, Portugal, Aragon and Castile, Dutch Republic, France, England / the Great Britain, conquers us. Oh, we're going to distort their culture. We're going to ordinary goat, their most sacred symbol of fertility, representing power, woman, and fertility. And we're going to distort it, and we're going to repackage it and say to them that that's the cause of the world's evil. I love the devil because I understand what it is. I used to be afraid of that. Up until 2010. Up until 2010, I was afraid. I used to have nightmares. I recall that image chasing me in my dreams and trying to wake myself up. And I would end up forcing myself up and sitting in the bed scared. So what I had to do once I began to learn its origin, its true meaning, how the Europeans distorted it, I had to find a way to address my fear. What I did was I would pull up on my computer screen. That's what I did, y'all. That's what I did. I had to overcome for me to connect with the divine knowledge, for me to write a book like How Her Moon and Venus Rule. In order for me to really to be able to address this subject matter and gain more knowledge of it, I had to address the fear. So I kissed the screen. I hugged it. I overcame the fear. That's what I did. I love the devil.
With that said, we want to bring live right in Baltimore, Maryland. We've got our brother, Sherman Will, is in Baltimore, Maryland, and he is definitely a regular here at Black Power Radio and moving the youth forward and attending to the needs of the state of Maryland and the city of Baltimore. I want to welcome our good comrade and chairman, Will, in Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome to Black Power Radio, and you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. I don't know, everybody's flying on a little delay tonight. Might be a technical difficulty or some kind of delayed systems going on here tonight. But let's see, can we get Brother Will live? Let's see, we got 443. Make sure that is Brother Will. Anybody alive on 443-802? 443-802.
All right.
That's our brother. That's what you finished, Brother Will. You must have two mutes or something.
No, this ain't Brother
Will.
Welcome
to Black Power Radio.
I'm from Baltimore, though.
Oh, it's Baltimore? Okay. I'm mistaken the number for he's on the 443 regularly, but brother, give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name, you can call me Pico. That's my mama named me that. This Seminole Indian name.
Pico.
I'm from Baltimore. How you doing, bro?
Mm-hmm. Doing fine, brother. Tonight we have our brother on Awakening the Power of the Woman.
Pico.
Black Power,
Black Power, bro,
and connecting the dots to Venus. Our guest is Brother Talib Bay. We have online Dr. Critical Truth Bay. Is Critical Race Truth Bay is our National Minister of Justice. We have our National Minister of Defense. Brother Black Lightning is online with us tonight, as well as a few people in Concord, and we have another out in I believe in Oklahoma, and a couple of others. Are live here as we record this session of Black Power Radio. So give us your thoughts, brother, on your take on Baltimore, Baltimore City. Can you make it to Philadelphia in May? And we have a big, big event there for all of us to enjoy and get the benefits of our convention as well. And we're in December in New Orleans. So there's a lot going on. So welcome, Pico, and talk black to us because you're live on Black Power Radio.
Oh, what's going on, brother? Yeah, I'm going to be up there. I'm going to try to make it up there, no doubt. I was actually just calling in to listen to the show. It's a lot. I'm just here to speak, bro. You know, I'm here to learn from y'all brothers tonight. It's a lot of topics I could talk to y'all about or ask y'all about, but I don't know if this is, you know, the time and place, you know, for that. But I definitely... I'm happy to be here, and you know, I'm just gonna keep on learning from y'all. So I ain't gonna waste the show time, but I'm here to learn. So I digress with that, bro. You know, but Abdullah Bay, he sent me the link to this, so I'm glad that he did. I sent it to my cousin. She listening to right now to y'all show. So I'm just happy to be listening to y'all brothers. So I'm gonna go ahead and call back. If it's a situation though, where I can just ask you some questions or something, then sure, you know, I love to get in
well,
with that.
We can always feel free here at Black Power Radio, unless the co-host and the guest have any problem with it. But you can feel free to shoot from the hip and talk how you like and say what you have to say on Black Power Radio. We've been out here about 20 years. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. So we just hope that you can feel free to drop your question or your comment. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, what's happening in Maryland? Let's talk about it.
So I got a quick question for y'all now. I've been following, I watch some of the superhero movies and stuff like that, the Marvel stuff, right? And, you know, they got this character, Kane the Conqueror, right? You know, he just, you know, that's all day, you know. He walking around with the purple cape on and all that stuff. He dealing with time travel. And, you know, the ancestors, we did a lot of that stuff, you know, whether it was, you know, through meditation or whether it's through technology, whatever, you know. I'm a student, you know. I know a few things about, you know, our history. You know, the Americas, everything this world got came from the Americas, and it came from us. And they got this other character, Victor Tomley, on there. That's supposed to be another he's basically the same Kane the Conqueror. He's, you know, that's him in another form or whatever. But anyway, he looking like this guy in history, if y'all know anything about Nikola Tesla, right? Now, I got a question about this guy, Nikola Tesla, because it's like he just came out of nowhere, and they say he came from over Europe somewhere. And it's always bothered me because it's like I know we, you know, we the gods. You know, we came up with everything came from us. Everything starts with the gods. So it's like, who is this guy? You know, they done whitewashed so much stuff, so much knowledge and information. So it's like, who is he? You know what I mean? Is he some type of, you know, is that a, like a whitewashed picture or something like that? Or, you know, can we prove or is there any documentation out there that, so I can get to the bottom of this? Because the character Victor Tomley, they got him sitting on the stage. He's from Chicago, so I know that's the whole Noble Drew Ali, you know, thing right there they doing with that. But he's sitting on the stage, and he's working with electricity bouncing around, and he's an inventor, and they dealing with time travel and a lot of other stuff. So I know that they got to be taken. I know, you know, that's, you know how they do with the people in history and stuff like that. You know, Benjamin Franklin and Benjamin Banneker Bay. You know, we can go down a list of all these characters that they create that's been created around us, and they stealing us, you know, stealing from history, rewriting history and all that. So I want to know about Nikola Tesla and, you know, the truth or the matter with this guy. There's no way. I'm not believing that some Selvig, you know what I mean, came out of nowhere and all of a sudden he controlled enlightenment and doing all, coming up with all this stuff. And it's just like, it's you know, anonymously, like, no way. There's no way this guy just arose up out of nowhere and could do all this. And, you know, no, I'm not buying it. So if anybody can, you know, get to the history with that, you know, I'd love to, you know, get the info on that.
Well, I first would like to know what prompted you to be interested in Nikola Tesla to begin with. Well, he was engineer, futurist, but what prompted you to be interested in him per se? What contributions has he done for the Black family, so to speak?
Well, I know nothing. You know, the human, I would say for so-called humankind or whatever, you know, the free energy and all that stuff, but I was just a conspiracy theorist for all my life, you know, and that's what led me down a lot of different avenues of study and stuff like that. You know, I studied with the Hebrew Israelites at one point in time, of course, the Moors, and a lot of different things I've gotten into. But him, per se, I was just studying in general, and science, you know, quite obviously, science is always something that, you know, sparked my interest. And being a conspiracy theorist, I found out about him, and I was like, all right, well, he did this and he did that. I found out different things. He was going against the Rockefellers and all these people he's fighting against, so-called Illuminati. And then, you know, when I found out all the stuff that he supposedly was responsible for, I'm like, all right, well, that's what's up. But I'm like, I couldn't – it's just hard for me to grasp that, you know, a lot of our technology and our science and stuff has been taken and stolen from us. So I'm like, who is this guy? You know, I'm just saying because, you know, Albert Einstein, all these people, they was just fictional characters. You know, they was actors. They didn't do any of that stuff, any of the math or the science. They were just people that was put out there, and people, you know, we was taught they did this and they did that. They didn't do none of it. You know, all that stuff was us. So I'm guessing that he's probably one of them, but I just need to know. You know, I want to know the facts of this situation, you know. That's all.
Well, my brother, I mean, that's a very interesting question. I mean, you can't bring up Nikola Tesla without bringing up Lewis Latimer. Have you heard about Lewis Latimer?
Yeah, I know your brother. You know, I know they know everything from him. Are you saying that that's where he got his stuff from? Because I mean, I know that he got to be a prompt. He, you know, there's no way. Or if he did, then you know, if you go down his bloodline, you're going to find a brother or more. You know, there's no doubt. I don't have no doubt about that. But I'm just trying to figure out. You know, that's all. I'm just trying to figure it out because I wanted to go on my Facebook page and post some breakdowns on Victor Tomley and stuff like that. But before I start blasting off, I'm just trying to get, you know, some root information, you know.
I have a comment. This is to call us FRO. Hello?
Say that again. You talking to me?
I just, I have a comment. This is Nicole XSRL. Of what I know, just on the topic of Nikola Tesla or any of those other so-called scientists claiming royal life, what I know about it is that he's supposed to be responsible, whoever that character is, he's supposed to be responsible for the AC-DC current, which is what we currently use in our homes, the way that we use the 110, supposedly a creation allows for this usage of the way we use it today, but also that he was one of the very first ones that, again, on the record, so-called on the record, that brought out what is called scalar energy, and that is now used, I guess, as a source of free energy, but also that at the same time that this creation is done with the so-called harnessing electricity, we were supposed to have been given scalar, if you will, also known as argon energy, which is a protective kind of, you see people wearing the argon necklaces today, and it's actually for the low frequencies or the bad frequencies against the human body. And so I know of that part of it. It also falls into other areas called energy medicine. But as far as, like, who that person really is, well, I was just speaking with somebody about the pictures that have surfaced all around the Internet that will show Wolfgang Amadeus, you know, what he looked like in a radio station in Belgium, what the picture looks like, and then you see the whitewash. Or, you, like you said, you'll see Abraham Lincoln, and you know that there's literature that talks about, you know, Negro African, or, and it shows the photo of Abraham Lincoln, who's, you know, with a scimitar sword and the regalia, the Moorish regalia. So the thing is that we are still discovering, at least on my end, I'm doing tons of research. I got thousands of pictures that people have shared of various true pictures versus the, you know, the whitewashed pictures. So right now, it's just a real big research thing with me, but I agree that we don't know, and, you know, the curiosity will be there. And the second thing I wanted to say, because actually I wanted to say something earlier, is that the conference that is coming is a big to-do. It's a big to-do based upon the different fragments that represent the various populations geographically. These folks are from Maryland area. I'm born and raised in Michigan, you know, but I happen to be here, you know, in New York. And so I'm connected with the brothers that are doing their thing here. And their thing. And when it comes down to what is on the table as topics for the restoration of who we are as a people, who we are, who we were as a nation, and all of this, these things are topics that our people don't necessarily have. And I will tell you that only a couple of weeks ago, I tried to make good on a document that I had, which was from the Peabody Museum. It was within a book. It was just one page, but it was discussing how in the 1500s, Montezuma, his noble headdress of feathers and all of this, how Montezuma, a Moorish king, was later in the 1700s, and his artifacts were described as Montezuma, an Indian with an apron. So the book was a really old book. It was describing how through the last 100 years and 200 years and how the name
where the identity, Moorish king, was reduced to Indian. So basically, our people don't know a lot due to not being exposed to this material, if you will. Internet is full of things, so sometimes people are kind of apprehensive about, well, I don't know if that's true or not. And that is why even the unity of us as we study together and as we bounce things off each other, it helps us get clarity so that we have good standing on those things that we know, not believe, things that we know. So I truly went to the Peabody Museum, talked to them the other week, showed them the document and stated, I want a certified copy of this document showing that the research was done from a scholarly perspective of how the word Indian replaced the word Moorish. Because this is my culture, this is my background, and I'm interested in it. And so I'm still yet to get that artifact. But I just want to share with you that the nationality, birthright, political unity, it is not religious-based. We have religious diversity, that's understood. Part of the system of mental incarceration and blockage for our people is really surrounding religion. It got us really good. And anyone that actually would read the Treaty of Peace and Friendship, it tells you between Christians and Moors. It tells you that. And if you read the other document, the other treaty, it'll tell you the treaties. The treaty and the treaty parties. The treaty will tell you who are the people within it. Whether they're coming from the 14th, 15th, 16th, 1700s, they will tell you at a huge period of time in history, it was Moors. Interfacing with everybody else. But because of our subjugation and what they've done to bury us, they've reduced us to all those slanderous terms. Negro, black, color, black people, Ethiopian, and the most modern one, African American. This is what's been done to us. And because our people may not do the research or anything, they're going to rely on really good, wholesome, solid information so that they could make some really good decisions in the near future to join in and get their nationality and only regard to black from the soles of their shoe or to the color of that black crayon that their child is using in the coloring book. Because these terms have damaged us. From my perspective, again, it is really important to show the people where we need to be at and gingerly move through this transformation of unity and also giving respect to all of those forerunners that did whatever they did to get us this far. So with that, I yield. I just wanted to put that out there that it's going to be pretty important that we focus on nationality and birthright, and for that, that's our platform of unity. Peace.
Power, y'all still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Black Power.
Black,
yes.
Power. So,
it's about
yes, Black Power. I'm sitting here. I'm listening.
And, I was going to say Tesla getting his stuff from the Egyptians, from the pyramids, electrical towers in New York, the tallest buildings in New York to have electrical towers. That's basically what they were, like the entire Empire State Building. That was an electrical tower, electromagnetic field. Yep. So that's what he was running his off of.
Yeah, I know that. I know he was he learned a lot of stuff from the shamans, but at the end of the day, the shamans is just, our people is everywhere, and every ancient science comes from us. I'm a poet, and
I actually said in one of my poems called "Change the Language," I gave a reference. I said magic is high science the public isn't aware of. Dr. Pascal Beverly Randolph is Dr. Strange, you know, because they do take there's a lot of these fictional, you know, stories and movies and books and all that make billions of dollars every year that people live off of, you know, they all based off our images and real people. You know, if anybody know who Dr. Pascal Beverly Randolph is, you know, from my understanding, and I learned this from the Duke of Tears, he was holistic medicine and everything like that. He's from New York, and that's where they get the character Dr. Strange from or whatever. I mean, all those people, Beethoven, you know, all of them is us. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the gods been put down, laid down every day on this planet. She says, well, I heard the sister say something about the Treaty of Peace and Friendship, and it's ironic that she would say that because I was listening to another show earlier, another brother, his name A1 or whatever, and they was talking about that, about the Treaty of Peace and Friendship or whatever. And sometimes it is a little hard to grasp that because it's like proven, it's been proven time and again that they, you know, the so-called Caucasians are the one that came over here on slave ships, not us. You know, we was the ones running everything, and you know, and we, you know, we knew who we were, and we had forts and all kind of stuff. So there's no way they, you know, they was the ones that was the slaves and all that. So, but I mean, you know, the thing with karma, like, you know, I know that at some point in time, you know, a lot of us might have worked out something. You know, I know we gave them whatever government structure they got right now. You know, I did a post about that on Facebook the other day when that lady, I forgot her name, the lady, they called her Lady Justice, whatever her name is, she passed. But I was going in about that because it's like we the ones for them. It's, you know, it's another slap in the face, like I said on my post, for them to call her Lady Justice when we the ones that had the matriarchal system, and for her to be a Chief Justice, I mean, that came from, they was calling, you know, the chief word, that's us, you know, we the chiefs, you know, we came up with this whatever government they got that's in place right now, you know, I mean, it's a corporation right now, but I'm saying whatever government structure that they got, you know, definitely came, you know, we came up with all this stuff, you know, the 12 jurors and all that, you know, but it's been, you know, it's been turned into something else. But either or, you know, it still was like, you know, I don't know. But the whole, that lady, you know, she was no chief. She wasn't no nothing but except for a evil cretin. But whatever, you know, but either way, they, you know, just the whole thing, you know, eugenics and all that stuff. All that, you know, she was just another worker, you know, another, you know, just another soul sucker, whatever. But you know, I put a nice little post out on her, blasting Henry Kissinger. You know, it's coming three, because it was three deaths last week. Her, Henry Kissinger, and Jimmy Carter, wife, all of them died. I blasted all of them all 3 days because it's not that I'm trying to, you know, the dead is the dead, you know, but our people need to wake up to these people and these little structures that's in place. And these, you know, you be praising these people and they putting it all on the news. It's like, you know what these people stood for when they was alive. You know what they did. You know, they members of Trilateral Commission and CFR and all that, whatever. I'm just saying all these little secret society groups. And it's like, all right, I don't got nothing against the dead. They gone, but, you know, we got to stomp that out and people hear it. You know, they be thinking that these people is holier than thou, and they some of the most evil people, you know, that might have ever walked, you know, and their memories, you know, we got to bring the truth out, I feel like, you know, so people can wake up, because you living with a false image and stuff like that in your head, it's just, you know, it's not good. You pass it on to the kids and stuff like that. You know, the truth is what's going to set us free. You know, that's where I feel. The truth going to set us free, for good or for bad. Good or for bad, you know. But
That's all right.
That's all right. Truth will set you free. Black.
Well, Gary, go ahead. Go to answer.
Well, right ahead, National Chief.
Well, we have had several perspectives on the table tonight, and we've all been educated and updated. And I guess we want to hear from our special guest tonight is Brother Talib Bay of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He and Dr. Truth Bay and others are moving an event to Philly. We'd like you all to show up. He can absolutely tell you more. Dr. Talib Bay, Black Power.
Yes, Dr. Willie, she actually provided some clear explanation on it and supporting, expanding on what I had said about it. And I just said, if those who can't make it, it'll be broadcast worldwide on Matakubu, the World Jazz Lovers Television Network, Roku channel, and we haven't determined the price yet for that. Looking at either $10 or $20 nominal cost to view it on pay-per-view Roku. So I'm excited about that, and it'll be available for the viewers throughout the world. So we'll actually have a worldwide audience live. I'm very excited about that point there. I'm excited about the fact that we have a number of panelists and keynote speakers who have affiliation and ties with the United Nations, African Union, the African Congress, international or other international organizations, NGOs, the Moorish Masonic Rite. So we're very excited to be involved with those who have their own outreach and been bringing as a coalition. So, as Dr. Truth mentioned that, you know, and bringing the different various groups together and to address, you know, the issue of Moorish governance and our nationality. And I've said before, why nationality? Because without that, you have no claim. As I said before, that the legal fiction category of black, Negro, colored, African-American, Latino, Indian, makes us non-descendable, and therefore it voids our claim to our land, our natural resources, our treaty protection, culture, any titles, headdresses, festivals. So it voids the claim. There is no government on the face of earth that was called black. There was no, like, the treaty between black nation and France, the black nation and the Netherlands, the black nation in Aragon, black nation in Castile. That there's no record of that. There's no record of any ambassadors or consuls that belonged to that were sent, deployed by a president of black nation. That's the name of the nation. The name of the nation is Black Nation, BLACK. In the 1560s Geneva Bible, Jeremiah 38:10, Jeremiah 38:17, and I think about 8 or 9 articles in the 1560s Geneva Bible. Black Moor, spelled BLACKE, no, lowercase b, K-E, capital space, capital M-O-R-E, in the 1599 Geneva Bible, same verses, Jeremiah 38:10, other parts of Jeremiah's, you have Black Moore, K-C-K, space, see, 11, King James Version, the same verses, Ethiopian. If that's not a systematic character of our Moorish nationality, for a 300-year period between 1500 and 1800, 300-year period, Black Moore and Negro was used interchangeably, synonymously. Negro, when you if you look up Black Moore in etymological dictionaries, because they were used interchangeably. So this burial, you have some authors who refer to Moors as Arabs. All right, but you don't see the word Arab in any treaties. You don't see the name, the word Arab in any letters. In the 600 years of records of the Trinitarian and Mercedarian, the Trinitarian was established in 1198 and 1098, and the Mercedarian in 1238. These are captivity orders, ransoming orders to raise finance to get Europeans out of Moorish captivity. 100 years of records. You see more. Got to free them from the Moors. Got to raise money to free the people from the Moors. Got to be more. 600 years. 600 years of documented records. Treaties that I have in Moors and Masonry, Part 1. Treaty between France and England. Between France and Moroccan Empire. France and Tunis. France and Tripoli. France and Algiers. Morocco is France. Morocco between Morocco and England. Morocco and Algiers. Morocco and the Netherlands. You see more. I don't see Arab. So, all right, we have this claim that the Romans called Moors. All right, that's an act of subjugation. But you see that in that national name, national identity, more in power, in position of power. You see in the captivity record that they're freeing the people from the Moors. We have to raise our level of knowledge so that we can counter. We have to have comebacks to statements that, oh, the Romans called the people Moors. Also, we're not Moors. We're somebody else. We're not Moors. That's an act of subjugation. Act of subjugation? Damn. Well, these people, Gaetians, subjugated under the Romans, they were showing power. How can a people called by the Romans, how can these people, Moors, they're not Moors, they were called by the Romans, Moors, but they were in power with the name Moor. With the name Moor. Not Moors, because the Romans called them Moors and they were acting in subjugation. I'm too well studied. I'm just too well studied. See, that's not going to go over me. I'm too well studied. I can challenge. I can scholarly challenge things like that. Any of your questions, comments, criticism? I don't know what I'm talking about, which means I have no problem somebody saying that, but then they have to show me that. They have to first make the claim by saying I don't know what I'm talking about. Then they have to present the evidence. I don't know what I'm talking about. Saying I know what I'm talking about means nothing. Any questions, comments?
I'm sorry. This is Lady Chase from Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. I have a question. Where can I find out more? You know, I was reading as you were speaking. A little bit about the Moorish history. Well, where can I find
more
actual
about it?
Reading,
right.
Reading material?
My website, moorsandmasonry.org.
One more time, say if you can, say it's a little slow.
Moors, Moors, the word and, Masonry. .org. You'll find my books. We also have the Moroccan Post,
Media YouTube page. Free classes. These are free classes on the Moroccan Post Media YouTube page. These are PowerPoint classes. Moroccan Post Media YouTube page.
Media YouTube page. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because that was a lot of knowledge, brother. And I'm not really familiar. I'm doing a little bit of my research on my own stuff, you know. And I was kind of curious, but as you all were speaking, my curiosity intensified. So I decided
right
I was looking it
right
up
on,
while
sister.
You were speaking. Thank you.
You'll be coming to the conference on May 18th.
Yeah, actually, when I jumped on, y'all were just barely discussing it, so I'm not really sure what the conference is. I'm looking at the one. I like the one that y'all were talking about in Louisiana. I'm coming out of Colorado.
Colorado, yes. All right, so that's so far away. But you have people that's mm-hmm. taking buses and planes and cars and so forth.
Oh, yeah,
Coming from Colorado, coming from California, Nevada, you know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
speakers, Ghana and Uganda, Atlanta,
yeah.
Of course, New York.
Where can I find out more about the conference?
Yes. Well, we have the on my Facebook page, Abdullah
mm-hmm.
Bay.
Spell it, please.
Abdullah Bay, B-E-Y, my Facebook page, at you'll go to my Facebook page. It's pinned. The flyer and link is pinned. And you click on that. That's the event site. You'll read the flyer and if you want to pay for the event or read more about it, and that write up that's in the event site. You click on the link.
Okay. Thank you, brother. I'll look into that. That's
yes.
very interesting. Thank you. I'm gonna continue listening. Black
yes,
out.
Thank you. Morris Power.
I said Morris Power. I say Morris Power. I didn't know how to answer that. I didn't know how to respond in closing. I'm sorry. I apologize, brother.
Okay.
Come
on, bro. Cool.
More Black Power.
More power. Interesting. I got
a good question. We please, also say more power to the people.
There you go.
What's your question, brother? All right. My question is about this word that we all know and use and love so much. This word, nigger, right? Or niger. Now, it's everywhere. Niagara Falls, Nigers, Niger, nigger, Niger, whatever. It's everywhere, right? Now, I done heard, it's a lot I done heard about it. You know, the serpent people and the Nagas and all that, right? And what's my brother's name? I forgot my brother's name. Slipping my mind right now with the fro. Everybody know him, the OG brother. He always say that nigger was or niger was referred to the the pale face people and all that. And historically speaking, that word has been used a lot. And I know that the nagas, I know Nazi come from it too. And I know it was the serpent people, but he said that it was referred to like the pale face people and all that. So I know that word, a lot of words is used for a lot of different things, but what can you say about that, bro? Seriously, because I know that, words used for a lot of things, a lot of different meanings for a lot of different words, and that word definitely got a lot of different meanings. But I'm saying, as far as that go, Taj, excuse me, I couldn't remember the brother's name. Taj, the brother Taj, he was talking about, I know you probably heard him say that before about the word nigger being something that was used for the pale-faced people or came from a monkey or something like that that got mutated or side, you know, a lot of history with that. So, but I know that it was also used for the serpent people, the Nagas. So that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm just trying to get to the, you know, just get some clarification if you could, brother.
All right.
Abdullah.
Let's deal with etymology and semantics. To get clarification, let's give you a brief lesson, or the audience a brief lesson, on etymology and semantics. All right? Because you mentioned words have a lot of meanings like that. How they have a lot of meanings? How they come to have a lot of meanings? How do words come to have a lot of meanings? Yeah, that's a question for a semanticist. All right? Well, when you're dealing with words having original, when you're dealing with the true meaning, original meaning, the history of the word, that's etymology. So how words come to have a lot of meaning is a question for a semanticist. Because so a lot of meaning is not the true meaning, though. So the question is, does the lot of meaning, 10, 20, 30 meaning, what is the true meaning? What is the original meaning? So what happens is, over the period of centuries, through invasion, a famous poet or famous playwright, you know, they'll use a word in a sense, and that takes root. All right. So there are different methodologies and ways in which words acquire new meaning. All right. Let me break it down. This is how I answer the question. I answer the question by teaching methodology, because you emphasize the point. Different meanings, a lot of meanings. We have what's called transfer meaning, specification, generalization. The word meat, the true meaning for the word meat, M-E-A-T, means food. So meat, vegetables are meat. Huh, Abdullah? How did the word acquire its meaning of flesh? That is called specification. As now, the word went from a generalized meaning to a specified meaning, generalization. All right? As generalization, the word consider, desire to look favorably upon the stars, consider to observe the stars carefully. So you have consider to observe the stars carefully. Then you remove the reference to star. When the reference to star is removed or suppressed, now moves from a specified, observe the stars, to a generalized sense. That's called generalization. When a word does not have either a generalized or specification, it's called transfer meaning, i.e. the word slave. Slave is an Eastern European nationality. When it's neither specification or generalization, it's called transfer meaning. Where there's no connection at all in its connotative meaning. So slave does not mean put in conquered. Someone conquered. Someone subjugated. That's a connotative meaning. It's an Eastern European nationality. We cannot, meaning Abdullah, you say we cannot be a descendant of slaves. No, because we're not, we can't change our bloodline. Like you saying the only way, we can't, unless someone can tell me how I can change my bloodline, how can I change my consanguinity, my ancestry, my lineage, my descent? If someone can explain to me, you know, how we can become descendants of slaves, there's no way in the world that we can change our ancestry, consanguinity, national origin, genealogy, descent. It's an Eastern European nationality. It doesn't mean that now, like as the brother said, have all these different meanings. So what are they doing? They're suppressing. The basic tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words. So those who control the meaning of words control those who use them. So I have to first give you some basic lessons in semantics and etymology. I'll go right back to that. Naga. You're right. Everything you said is correct. Nigga. Derived from Naga. The serpent people. Everything you, so you gave us a lesson. I wanted to give lesson on etymology and semantics so you have understanding of these different meanings and how these words have these different meanings. So that was what's missing for you. What was missing for you is an understanding of etymology and semantics.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm rocking with you, bro. I'm listening.
All right. All right. You already gave us the lesson on Naga. You was right on. You was right on. Everything you said was spot on. On nigger. Everything was spot on. Nagasaki. The king. The serpent people. So, call me a nigger anytime. That's a great honor. Call me a snake anytime. That's a great honor.
I'm just going to chime in. The Negro is associated with black water in the river. The Moor is called a certain river. I think the Negro River, because it contains black, dark water. And that one of those references is also in South America for a body of water. So there's reference of a thing or an object, and not necessarily the people.
Black foul.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
Naga also means king, and that's out of Hindu, at the Hindustan area. That's what I've come across the reading as well.
And the god.
Naga.
All right.
Naga also means king, king or royalty or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Royalty.
Right.
Yes, king. Absolutely.
And then Niger, the River Niger, you know, that's where they would most likely get that from, you know. Maybe someone from the Niger River area, and they're probably mispronouncing it. Yeah, but we were never nobody's dogs. We were kings, stolen, and queens, emperors and empresses. Black power, my statement.
And the fact remains that we were the fathers and the mothers of invention. Then in that time, the fathers and the mothers of invention and science, health and medicine at this hour. I just wanted to say that to you. And our inventions run the entire modern world. And most of those inventions were done with no budget, less land, and then being criticized as being dumb and stupid. But we continue to bring those inventions from the steam iron to the steam engine, from HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, to the spark plug. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the folding chair at this hour. And I'm still here in the laboratory working on the folding chair, the AI that goes on automation. And when Whitey get out of line there, the chair will whack his cracker ass right there in the midst of it on automation. And there you have it. This is the update to the IT and the AI this hour, the electric folding chair. So duck cracker when you see me. Bye-bye.
Hey, brother, it's a brother that I've been following, right? I just started following him within like the last couple of months, and I mentioned him earlier, his name A1, and he, you know, he'd be on indigenous more stuff also, right? And he got a few shows like in his archives about the Encyclopedia of the Americas. I mean, it's all the shows, as far as I see, all of them like 2 hours long, and they like going through some of the stuff I posted on my page, and they took it down. Facebook took it down, and they going through there like going through, you know, everything, every single thing that makes this modern world what it is right now came from us, you know, everything. And you know, it just, I don't know, it's just like, if anybody didn't know, I mean, it's just like a jaw dropper. Like, not for me personally, because I knew a lot of information when I was 20, 21. I started, that's when my journey began, you know, early. You know, mama, I was raised by my grandparents, and she always, you know, she never let us forget where she's from. From Pensacola, Florida, and my grandfather, he's from South Carolina, so... You know, she let us know. She's a Seminole, you know, her mother, her whole family, you know, her mother's mother's mother. She knew, you know, who they was and everything. Like, you know, she was a little lighter because her father was, he was from Cuba, you know. But her mother, all of them, straight chocolate, you know, all of them. She was the only, you know, the only light one. And it was no shame in that, you know, because we come in all colors. But I'm just saying, you know, She never let us forget, you know, all that African nonsense. I learned that stuff in school, you know, and I don't, you know, I personally don't handle kids, but I probably would be in jail somewhere because I don't know how anybody let their kids go to school and learn this nonsense. You know, I mean, they just straight up lying about everything, and nobody don't say nothing. You know, they just let their kids, even, you know, women that I dated and stuff like that, I had their kids going to school, you know, bringing out the books, you know, pulling the books out of them, like Barack Obama, the first president. Yeah, right. That's a joke. That's a bad joke. You know, mm-hmm. I learned about John Hanson when I was 22 years old. You know, the pictures, the books, everything. So it's like, I don't know. Our people just, right now, we waking up, you know, slowly but surely. But, you know, his show. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me just let our children go to school. Let me address that. Let me address your statement. I don't know why they let the children go to school. Let me address that. It's called conquest.
Well, not let them go to school, but I mean, I'd be picking them, you know.
No, I want to address. Still want to address that though, and then because I want to provide remedies. It's called the conference. Yeah. We got the conference May 18th. This gives me the opportunity to talk more about the conference. So I want to. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to tie it in because you did make the statement that you don't know why we don't let their children go to school. It's called European conquest. English, Spain, France, Dutch, conquest and subjugation. We have the remedy is recovery of lost Moorish sovereignty, restoring Moorish government among the people. The name of the conference is Moorish American government birthright and nationality claim conference. So we got to provide remedy. So the Moroccan Empire, our mother has been in the hospital in a coma for 200 years. Coma is a prolonged state of unconsciousness. I'm going to give the international law term. It's called a temporary collapse. This is the creation of a state. The first act is called the recovery of lost sovereignty. You know, so the children go to the schools because of English, Spanish, French, Swedish, Dutch, conquest, and colonization of our Moorish land. And the subjugation and the mass denationalization and dehumanization of the Moors with the classification of black, Negro, colored, African American, Latino, Indian. I just wanted to provide some clarity, provide some remedy. All right. Conference, May 18th, here in Philadelphia, 2024. All right. Once again, go to the Abdullah Bay Facebook page. You'll see the pinned flyer in the link.
All right. So I'm with my brother Talib Truth Bay, brother Talib Bay. We thank you for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio, and we're just so happy to know that you'll be back and black for more Black Radio and giving it up for Philadelphia and the whole Morris Science Temple of America and all of those that are just concerned with our welfare and keeping it fair. We're going to invite you black again. So he'll be coming frequently here to Black Power Radio to enhance the knowledge, to keep the flow of information going, and as well to schedule his events and the events of his group and his network. And we have teamed together to make those networks and groups successful. And the divine power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who originated the heavens and the earth, has brought this network together to prove that we are destined to work together and bringing about the conditions. This is where Allah has given us the divine intervention to bring about the unity, the umoja of the Swahili and the Tawheed of Al-Quran. Al-Quran has given the many prescriptions to free us. A lot of people don't realize, and they may critique Islam and say it's the root of some of our enslavement. But I critique Al-Islam as the center for our wisdom and for revolution, because the red, black, and green was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you may the peace and the blessings of Allah forever be upon him. When you studied the prescriptions, the red, black, and green is it came strong with the Prophet Muhammad, maybe before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's like the Quran, he called Muslim and Quran and Salams, and the peace was in the Quran, and Allah promised us and assures us that he called us Muslim and peacemakers before Al-Quran. So Dr. Frederick Douglass said to find the peacemaker and organize against the warmongers, and then position yourself in a manner that you would defeat the warmongers. The wisdom of Frederick Douglass, who had no education but surpassed all of the scholars of his time. Frederick Douglass was ahead of the game. He was several steps ahead of the curve of all those scholars. Marion Barry, ahead of the political scientists and ahead of the urban scientists, ahead of the chemical scientists of his time. So all these great geniuses in science is consistent. It is still with us and in line with our productivity at this hour. So I just say power to we the people, and black power is a lifestyle. It's not a color in the coloring book. But black power is a lifestyle. When you usurp the power, when you take the power, and black revolution uproots and overturns everything that gets in its path that does not agree with black revolution. Black revolution turns it over, changes the dynamic on the ground, comes up with a different prescription for us, for the humanity that's surviving on our inventions at this hour. And we have many greater inventions coming, along with the reparations to give us 40 acres of mule and as well $1 million bank account. Just think if all those scientists had at least $1 million of access in their accessibility and 5 acres and a mule and some extra stuff to work with, how we would be leveling the pace playing field, how we would surpass the opposition at every turn in the road, every field of endeavor, and every avenue of human interest. We would be thin ahead of all of those that claim to know something. So I'll just stand on that tonight, and thank you all for joining us. Now you can give your closing remarks and your contact information, and we'll leave that. I want to go probably to brother, unless someone else had to intervene, go to brother Talib Bay to give his closing remarks and his information, contact information as necessary. Tell us where to go, about the websites, about the phone numbers, about the email addresses, some of the books that you have, where and how to get those books. And I present to you at this time our beloved and honorable guest, Brother Talib Bay. Black Power.
Yes. Once again, give the power to women and restoring the ancient matriarchal and matrilineal principles of ancient civilization and awakening. I trust that I did some good to stimulate and awakening the divine power in women and understanding that their divine connection to Venus and the moon, all right, and by providing some clarity with words such as the word sin and also with the image that they call the power of the woman. Go to get my books. Go to mooresandmasonry.org for Moors and Masonry Part 1, Moors and Masonry Part 2, How Venus and Moon Rule, Etymology and Vocabulary, Supplementary 1. How the Masonic Compass is Square, the Connection of Mind Keeping, Pleasure and Mind Keeping, Illuminati, and the Mission of the Mind. Go to mooresandmasonry.org. We have classes, Moroccan Post, School of Government and International Law. Have classes on, free classes on the Moroccan Post Media YouTube page, the Moors Treaty Protection and Constellations Course 101 201, which embodies 16 classes. We have the Moors Body Politic Formation course, which embodies 12 classes. We have a three-part series on the United States courts have lawful treaty authority to hear Moors cases, part 1, 2, and 3, and a host of other classes. There are free classes. Once again, that's the Moroccan Post Media YouTube page. That's the Moroccan Post School of Government and International Law. Once again, go to mooresandmasonry.org to get my book. Thank you, brother, for having me. Are we coming back tomorrow, brother?
Yes, sir. We want you to, again, unless you have don't have it with you, and to give us the title of the program for tomorrow. He has some more interesting topics. A mass amount of knowledge. And as again, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We know what we're working with. We know who we are. And this is what we do, is update and advance not only the community, but the world is moving on advancement as the conquest and the landing of the Honorable Noble Drew Ali, the landing of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and there are many other Haj Malika Shabazz, a known scholar at Oxford and just a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's proof and evidence that we are the stars. And when you bring the Black Panther Party, is a student of Malcolm. You see, you got to understand these things, how to connect the dots so that we know how to plan the future. Now, did you have that title with you, brother, comrade brother?
No.
Talib Bey, do you have a title for tomorrow's program?
Yes. How do the Native Moors, Black Moors, Black, achieve self-governance and self-formation? How do the Native Moors, and in brackets, Black Moors, Blackamoors/Black, achieve self-governance, self-determination?
Black power.
Right.
Black power. And so we have it there for tomorrow. And in the weeks to come, we've got a lot of building to do, brother and sister, between now and May and then all the way down our future. We'll be building and bringing all of these renegades and orphans and all of the brothers and, you know, sabotage time and the agent provocateurs, the implants and all of this different crap. We got to bring them to a centerfold. You got to bring them to something or the Quran has them bringing them to the centerfold, or you behead him. Either he on the way or in the goddamn way. I don't have a lot of cut because we don't have it in a fence setting. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, eliminates the fence setting in the Quran when he says, Kalaka wa nafsin wa master. He is the creator of the soul, and every man is a vendor of his own soul, either freeing it or destroying it. So you are the own, you are the against us, or you are with us. And we are the proof and the evidence. We have the military power to black our call at this hour for black power, for black revolution. We have the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad as a guide to freedom fighting. We have the Honorable Idi Amin, His Excellency the Honorable Robert Mugabe, and others that just came out of Africa from Prince Lumumba to Kwame Nkrumah,
And we have many, many others from Shaka Zulu all the way to Timbuktu and Mansa Musa. And I'm just saying to you, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have Bilal Ibn Rabah, who's a great ancestor. He was a warrior and a general in the army. They mistranslated. They want to make Bilal Ibn Rabah like the concept that they were feeding the people about Jesus, who was also a warrior for righteousness. And it is a contest and a war of the righteous, huh? But the wicked versus the righteous, huh? Evil versus right and wrong is having a showdown at the OK Corral. We just circling the wagons right now. But it's on and popping and sticking, better than Popeye's chicken and anything else you want to name. We know that we're at war with this vicious enemy of ours. There's no food coloring. There's no butter you can put on it. There's no buck dancing that you can do. There's no amount of tiptoeing through the tulips, and it will not be singing any form of Kumbaya or give me all just get along with the Rodney King shuffle. But we're doing black revolution, black power. And as I told all these bitch belly sheriffs as I confront them, we are trained to cut you down. When you fuck up around us, and we are trained to cut you down. As you let your enemy know that you are just as much threat to him as he is to you, then he comes back with the negotiating card. But only then can we bear witness that our freedom has been being won by us fighting for the freedom. The freedom fighter is gone. He's not gone anywhere. It's just you, our freedom fighter. But all of the descendants and all of the spirit of Nat Turner kept fighting for freedom. Nobad Ali kept fighting for freedom. Elijah still fighting for freedom. And all of us better send out any kind of decent lifestyle, decent life for human beings on this earth, as Malcolm X said, that we declare ourselves as a human being, declare ourselves to bring in this human condition, which we intend to bring about by any means necessary. So whose street? Again, it's our streets. And whose land? Our land. Huh?
Our land.
That's right. Our land. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
We fight for freedom. Because I am a black revolutionary. Is that
black
right?
Black revolutionary.
I am a black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary.
I am. Can anybody say that together with me?
I am.
A black revolutionary. A black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary.
That's right. Because
revolutionary. And I'm not a slave.
You say, I am a revolutionary. I accentuate the positive. I must say, I am a black Moor. I am a black revolutionary. Because there's some cats born in Morocco. But they ain't about the black. There's some people born in Nigeria and Kenya and Sierra Leone and Nairobi, Kenya, huh? And in all parts of Senegal, Ivory Coast, Angola. They're there, but they're not black revolutionaries. I don't go to Africa looking for no kente cloth. I don't want your keg of shea butter. Don't need no skull and mask, huh? Skull and bones. I don't need an extra spear, which Black Lightning can tell you wouldn't be a bad idea. We could spear chunk this cracker. Yeah. But I go to Africa for black revolution. I go to Mecca for black revolution. I see the black man as the most mistreated individual on this planet at every turn of the road, huh? And down every avenue of human interest and leading to every superhighway in the universe. The black man is the most mistreated and abused individual on this earth. So if there's a thing called no holds barred, huh? Are you dealing the race card? Hell no, I'm dealing the card out of the fucking deck. Oh, my. And don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. He ain't never treated me right. No matter how many wars I positioned him to win, how many infantry men cut down the trees in Vietnam, Korea, Japan, Desert Storm, and a dozen more if you start looking for World War I and World War II. They wouldn't even let you fight in World War II under your own banner. Instead of the 369 that came straight out of Harlem, a fighting force, and the crackers made them fight under the French banner, huh, on the battlefield in World War I. So from World War I to none, from the Revolutionary War until none, from the Civil War, huh, for black power to this goddamn hour, they ain't never treated us right.
If they can't treat you right, huh? They ain't gonna feed you right. And if they ain't gonna feed you right, I be goddamn if they're gonna lead you right. Oh, you gotta wake it up at this hour for Black Power. That's why we're the most informative radio talk show in the full, complete, entire universe here at Black Power on the internet, on Your Better Mind, huh? On Facebook or No Look, from Twitter to Glitter, from LinkedIn to Linked Out, from Instagram and no goddamn hell. We are Black Power Radio, undoubtedly so. For all that's been said, did anyone here have something that they didn't say that should have been said, that has not yet been said, then down's your power for your open mic before we play our marvelous Marvin Gaye, and you know what he got to say. Black Power, anybody that did not get their issue can now say what they have to say at this point.
Black Power, see y'all on Black Power Radio tomorrow.
Sure look forward to you. We're so glad you came by tonight and hope you continue to come to Black Power Radio. Continue to support us here at Black Power Radio at 515-605-9889. And if you're numerically pure at heart, you can dial 202-550-8521. Again, 202-550-8521. If you give to support Black Power Radio, you can dig right on in and continue to. It's the gift that keeps giving. And you can go right in at $77Bakers, all capital letters, for all the alphanumerically pure at heart, at $77Bakers, capital B-A-K-E-R-S. And we hope that you continue to fight for Black power, Black freedom, justice, and equality, and that you will fight for Black revolution, huh? Because Black revolution comes to you, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Black revolution is the only solution. And I give you this with love tonight. Anybody else that have something that should have been said that did not get said tonight, it's a free opportunity to talk how you like on Black Power Radio. Come back tomorrow with Dr. Talib Bay. I got to say doctor in front of him because he has so much time. There ain't over a whole lot of doctors. It's philosophy, ideology, and spiritualism, et cetera, that has more information. The only one that might be close to smoke them now, Dr. Malachi G. York, might get him by head. But this man here can smoke with the best of them in the free world today. Of course, he's locked up. Anybody want to free him? And they're going down to, I don't know, if it's Colorado, Arizona, North Carolina, South Carolina. Wherever he may be, the man should be left free. Wherever H. Rod Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, wherever he may be, he should be resting free. Let's go get our social political prisoners. And the hell with this goddamn cracker. This is Real Talk on Real Black Power Radio. So anybody want to give it a go? He said, hey, Joe, Pat LaBelle said, hey, Joe, you want to give it a go? Anybody else that wanted to say
Marvin
something?
Marvin should have
said. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Marvin, yeah.
We going to talk. You got something? That, who's that in the background? Somebody got something?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye said, clock to mighty note. You got to get it on. Huh? Got to get it on, get it on. You got to get it on. Got to mighty note.
Get it on, 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 get it
mind. We got us some Christian Muhammad online. We stop the show. Don't you know? Don't you know? On radio, we got more of what you're listening to radio for. We're giving it a go and attend to another matter, but we got our honorable sister, Crystal Muhammad, is right here live. She's going to tell you something to put in your ear hole, huh? She's putting brand new flavors in your ear. Black power. Black power, Crystal Muhammad.
Black power. Black power, Brother Akbar, and all the listening audience on the new Black Panther Party radio during this Black Power era hour. We got some of the comrades on the line across the nation. Got some of our comrades that are on board as far as making sure that our people are free by any and all means necessary. I reached out to Brother Akbar to take care of some Black Nation business that we're not going to talk about on this line. And he said, hey, we live right now, so I'm going to pack you in. You know you can't kill Akbar. No, you know what I'm saying? He don't take no for an answer. And any opportunity I get to say some positive words to our people, I'm definitely going to do that. So I want to just say this to Black people. We are the most beautiful and the most powerful people that the Creator and the Most High have blessed us to be. We are the direct descendants, the direct line of divine, the original people of the planet. We have been targeted. We have been exploited. We have been enslaved. Yet we still are the most inventive, the most creative, the most, you know, the most beautiful people that you ever want to see, even in our so-called madness. And our madness is only temporary. You know what I'm saying? After all, look what we have been through as a people. You know what I'm saying? We've been turned in and out. They have took our land, our language, ripped us from our families. Yet and still, we have bought ourselves up and we represent, you know, the best of the best. Just think about every other nation of people on this earth, right? Who can name the line of ancestors that we got? I'm talking about we can go from Mansa, Musa, to Harry Tubman. We can go to Ida B. Wells, to Dimmore Vesey. We can go from Grace Eileen to Patrice Lumumba. We can go Emir Roth. I mean, we are to Martin Luther King. We can go from Malcolm X to Queen Nzinga. Ain't no people on this planet can claim the bloodline and the heritage that we have. Every amenity and invention that this world has came from us. Even under slavery, we invented math, science, and art. We invented the washing machine, the skyscraper, potato chips, ice cream. You name it. We invented the WW internet and the cell phone. We invented the car. We invented the light. Even that was under necessity. They was working us to death for free. So we came up with inventions to lighten our load. And then the crackers came up with the patent. What I'm saying to you people, whatever that we're going through now, it ain't nothing but a drop in the bucket compared to what our ancestors went through. Our main problem is not necessarily the cracker on the outside. It's the cracker on the inside that we have internalized as Black inferiority complex, which causes us to turn on one another. If we can kill that devil within, the devil on the outside is going to be easy peasy. So we are all we got, and we are all we need. Black power.
Black power. And we continue from Lewis Latimer with his filament in his light bulb, from Gary T. Morgan for the filament in his traffic light. But I'm here to tell you right now that from Daniel Alexander with that goddamn folding chair, I'll never forget it, because my invention will be the AI, the automatic folding chair that's going to just AI its way into the future and whack this cracker every time he steps out of line. Oh, I'm working on my invention today. All praise. Thank Chris and Muhammad for contribution here tonight. Thank you all for joining us again at Black Power Radio. As we continue with our beloved brother, with all that has been said, our beloved brother Marvin Gaye says best. Black power, and a strong black revolution. Black power. To live in, he gave us everything. Shut it down or transform, whatever you want to do with the line. It's all good. Yeah, we can transform. Well, thank you all for being here tonight. You could have been anywhere. Some of y'all went to the Tiger Woods golf tournament. I think they held that. But anyhow, we're glad you came, Black Power.
us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you